Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Time for Clay's Good, Better, Best. Clay, give it to us.
The red zone defense. Situational defense is good. Five times the Packers got to the red zone, five times they got to the low red zone inside the 10-yard line and didn't score a touchdown. You guys ready for better?
Yes, let's go better.
You know what's better?
Yeah.
DJ Moore. Last time he played against the Green Bay Packers, one catch, negative 4 yards on three targets. People are talking about what's wrong with DJ.
I remember that.
Is he not a fit with Ben Johnson?
Yep.
What does DJ do? He comes out and has 4 for 69 and 2 touchdowns against the Browns. And then he has 5 for 97 and a touchdown against the Packers. That catch was one of the best catches you will see.
All right, what's best?
You know what the best is.
What's the best?
Caleb.
The Iceman. What's up, Maverick?
The Iceman.
The Iceman.
Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
You're going to get better.
You're going to get better.
You better get better.
You better get better.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3.
Bears.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and we are here for a full boat. It's Thursday. Wait, it's Wednesday, but it feels like a Thursday. That means it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that 5 o'clock is going to be Dave Wannstedt getting you ready for this weekend of football. Alex is in full space command. He is by himself. He didn't even go to the beach today. And by beach, I mean Burrito Beach.
Can't have two beach days in a row. It's a
Facts.
Little too much.
Facts. Tanny is on vacation. Spiegs is running errands. That man is Clay Harbor. What's up, Clay?
What's up, Lawrence? Looking forward to talking some Bears, talking some ball, getting into some tight end, some Caleb, all good things. Huge game coming up this Saturday. Not Saturday. Saturday was last week. This Sunday night football against the 49ers, man. Looking forward to it.
The pride of Dwight, Illinois.
Let's go, Trojans.
The pride of Missouri State.
Let's go, Bears.
8 years in the league?
8 years in the league.
8 years in the league for Clay Harbor playing the tight end position, and we are going to lend on his experience and learn more about that position and learn more about why Ben Johnson has been able to parlay coaching that position into a head coaching job. There's a lot of stuff for us to do on the show today, including us talking with Brock Spack, the head coach of the Illinois State Redbirds. They're playing for a national championship in a week and a half. And I couldn't be more excited for him and for them and that program. And no, I didn't go to Illinois State. The guys that have gone to Illinois State and are in the Hall of Fame, Chris Ronji and Mark Grody, do you see them putting Brock Spack on? No. No. It's your boy who's putting Brock's back on, because our relationship goes back like a decade. And I know, Clay, you call games for them.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And it's funny because obviously I went to Missouri State in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. Now they're up in the Sun Belt, but they were our rival. I actually played against Coach Brock Speck. That tells you how long he's been at ISU. But I call games for the Redbirds, and this team snuck into the playoffs, and they just kept winning, beat North Dakota State, the number one team in the country that had beat the brakes off of them early in the year. I called that game Missouri Valley Game of the Week. Come back, beat North Dakota State, win these games, and now they find themselves in the national championship with the time to come home with the trophy against the North, not the North Dakota State, the Montana State Bison.
Yeah, the Montanas had their state championship game in the national semifinal, or as Layla would say, semifinal. And now Illinois State has an opportunity to win it. So we will talk with their head coach coming up at 3 o'clock. Paul Papps will join us in a few minutes. Dave Wannstedt will join us at 5 o'clock. All right, Clay. You have been on this, and inside of this show group text, you have been giving example after example after example. Yesterday, Carmen and I were talking about the chip on the shoulder that Caleb Williams plays with and how he's been a little bit more vocal about it over the past couple of weeks. And I thought that you did a great job of lending some weight to the clapback on Shady McCoy. When Shady McCoy was talking about, I'm not seeing anything complicated. Like this offense is super easy. And you were like, yeah, I was in the huddle with you, Shady. What you talking about?
Didn't make any sense to me. And it's like, you look at the Bears, they are second in motion rate this year. And when I see motion, motion makes these play calls longer. It's difficult to get all the plays moving. And he has really become a good quarterback, if not, and I'm not going to say great yet, but running the operation, getting the guys lined up. And that's hard to do. It's his first year in the system, his second year in the league, and that's something that is very hard to do. You're in the huddle. These concepts aren't easy concepts. You think Ben Johnson's coming in here saying, I'm going to put the training wheels on, and we're just going to make sure that this offense is just running smoothly without trying to make any big plays?
I'm kind of glad that he didn't. Like there was a theory that he might, and I remember during training camp, The question of, man, is he throwing too much at Caleb? They clearly had a plan, and that plan was, we're going to make you responsible for everything. We're going to make this super hard in July and August so that when October and November get here, it's going to feel easier.
It's like you know, you teach some courses over there at DePaul, right? It's you throw a lot at these guys in training camp. You throw the whole book at them. So they get to see it in training camp. Then guess what? You get to see it in OTAs, firstly. Then you come back and you see it again in training camp. Then you come back again each week for game plan. So you really get to see this stuff three times. That's why they made it so difficult during training camp, because they know when we get to game planning, we're going to already have installed a lot of this stuff, and it's your second, third time going through it, so now you're going to understand it better. It's all about getting exposed to it as much as you can, and that's why they were doing that with Caleb. And trust me, I was at every training camp practice. A lot of it wasn't pretty. It looks a lot smoother now. When you trim down the game plan, you get it nice and clear and concise, and everybody's on the same page. You have your motions, you have your shifts, you have your plays, and now you can really lock in what you're doing, and it makes it seem almost easier than it was during training camp when you had this whole big group of plays that you're going through.
Yes, I'm glad that you brought that up, Clay, because it's something that honestly we don't talk enough about. the difference between installing an entire offense versus here's the game plan this week for the Browns. How does that work? Because you've been through this a bunch of times in the NFL, and walk people through the difference in volume that we're talking about from training camp to a regular season game.
And it's harder now because back in the day, Lawrence, there were no three training camp practices, then you're off. There was training camp after training camp practice after training camp practice. So you have all these days to install all this stuff. Now you condense that down because all the new rules with the CBA, you can only have so many practices, whatnot. I think is good for the players, but you don't get as much time to go through this stuff. So the Bears, Ben Johnson comes out, throws the full book at him. Let's see what he can hold on to. Let's see what he struggles with. But once you go through all that, you see what he's good at, you see what he needs work on, then you get to the game plan and you're able to see, okay, when we install this, we might have to go over this a little longer. He's good with this. We don't have to go over this as long. So now you're really clear and concise in the game plan. Isn't near as long. It's very specific to the team you're playing against. What are they good at? What are they not good at? We want to exploit them here. We want to go after them here. So it's much smaller, and the game plan is almost, it is. It's easier than learning an offense in training camp. It's a little easier. You got less reads. You see the coverages this team runs, and you get to really zone in and hone in on exactly what you need to do.
One more thing, since we have you here. I mean, we're going to talk about Clay's career a bunch on today's show since he's here. We were talking about Tom Brady.
Yes.
You know Tom.
Yeah.
You've been in meetings with Tom. You've been in offenses with Tom. How maniacal was he? And what are the things that if Caleb were to take something from Tom that's actually he can, like, take from him, what do you hope he takes from him?
I already see him taking it from him. And the same, what we saw him talking about in this press conference yesterday, Caleb saying, you know, nobody believed in me. Tom, this guy had, when I showed up there, 6 Super Bowl rings, MVP, countless MVPs. He's going, I'm just a 6th-round pick. I'm just a guy trying to make it, trying to prove people wrong. Same thing with Julian Edelman. He's a guy, I'm just a 7th-round pick. Like, Julian, you've been in the Pro Bowl 3 times. What are you talking about? Holding on to that, putting that chip on your shoulder, and people are saying, what's Caleb Williams talking about? He was the 1st overall pick. He was a 5-star. Guess what? Last year, people were saying he was the biggest bust in the draft. They're taking all 5 first-round quarterbacks over him. He can't do play action. Guess what? The Bears have the 2nd most play action passes this year in the entire NFL. He's become really good at it. The guy can't turn his back to the defense. He can't comprehend this Bears offense. I remember Dan Orlovsky saying it's going to take 3 to 4 years before he can run a Ben Johnson offense. It looks to me like Caleb Williams is doing a pretty solid job of that right now, and I know that his completion percentage, 32 of 33 qualified quarterbacks. But what they don't tell you is this guy's throwaway rate and his lack of getting sacks is a big part of why his completion percentage isn't what it was.
And
the drop rate, number 1 in the NFL. Listen to this, Lawrence. I thought this was a telling stat. Caleb has 11 more throwaways than sacks. 34 throwaways, 23 sacks. Last year, he had 37 throwaways and 68 sacks. Okay, that is telling right there. He is getting rid of the ball instead of taking those sacks. Ben came in talking about EPA per play. You know, this efficiency. When you're taking a play, what does it do towards your chance of scoring? He even said it was a bigger factor than turnovers, which is kind of funny now, showing how the Bears have the league lead in turnovers. They've been winning games that way. But Caleb has got the ball out. He's thrown the ball away. Yes, he's getting better at just getting out of these sacks, using his athletic ability. But that is one of the big reasons why the Bears are successful, him throwing the ball away and not taking these stats. I'll take the lower completion percentage.
Especially if they're attached to wins. Alex, would you like to share some audio of people saying stuff?
Yeah, so look, guys, I found it as humorous as you guys did that yesterday after Caleb Williams was like, yeah, everybody doubted me, that a lot of national media members came out and were like, what are you talking about? You were the number 1 overall pick. Let's just take a trip down memory lane.
So why is everybody being dishonest about this Caleb Williams situation? The article suggests that Caleb told his dad Bears coaches weren't teaching him what to watch on film. Y'all, it's the league, bruh. Coaches don't tuck you in bed at night and say, all right, little Timmy, you need to watch the Lions play. All right, little Timmy, you got to watch the Vikings. It's the league, bro. It's the league. It's the league. The league ain't for everybody. Hi, I'm everybody. So I only played 3-4 years. The league will kick you and spit you out, bruh. Caleb's the number one overall pick. He could call Peyton Manning. He could call Tom Brady. He could call Drew Brees. They'll all pick up. He could ask the coach. Close mouths. Don't get fed. It's the league, bruh.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going around, and I think that, I mean, this goes back to the article about Caleb, and I obviously there were some people who had some thoughts about it. I think that you also, the Tyler Dunn piece, you also have to realize that the situation in Hallis Hall last year was abysmal. There was a lot of stuff that was just going on, and it, at a certain point, it became everyone doing cover your ass. And now it's a better situation. He has a better group of teachers. That's not to say that there weren't quality coaches on the staff last year, but now they have a coach that when I listen to any of the other offensive coaches, I am hearing consistency in messaging from Ben Johnson all the way down to JT Barrett. And that, I think, is important for a guy. And if I were Caleb, it would be hard to trust. You know what I mean? Like, it would be hard to be like, oh, so wait, you guys are going to help me? And he's walked in and they've actually helped him.
Absolutely. And Ben and Caleb, we've heard it. They meet every morning after the game. They go in the office for hours and they sit there and they break down the plan. They break down every throw. You hear Ben talking about this. Yes, there's coaches that are going to be there watching film with you. No matter what, when you're a quarterback, when you're a rookie quarterback coming in this situation, you have to take it to another level. Does he have time to call Peyton Manning and ask him how exactly to watch film? And can you look at my, he's not looking at the game plan with him. I mean, some of these takes were so outlandish. I'm going to call when I'm a tight end, Tony Gonzalez. Obviously I wouldn't have that access as a backup tight end, but, and be like, hey Tony, when I'm watching that, what? No, it's so much more structured right now. You feel how much more regimented it is. And they are teaching Caleb how to be a pro. And yes, a lot of it's on his plate, but Ben really challenged him. And you heard Caleb in the press conference. I didn't know if this guy liked me at first. There's times I didn't think he liked. That's good, because he's pushing you to be the best that you can be and showing you what he expects you to do, what he expects from you. And I've had coaches that really didn't like me. And I've had coaches that sometimes you seem like they don't like you, but they're just trying to get the most out of you. Your guys' fates are tied together. What they're doing is trying to find a way to push your buttons, to see how you work, to get inside your mentality and see what they can do to make you better. And I think Ben was really good at that. And Caleb, whether it was the extension with Tyson Bagent, whether it was the whatever he's doing, talking about, you know, maybe we need to slow down some of these installs, but he figured out a way to really get through to Caleb Williams, and it shows on Sundays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.